Shot down. Rim belt. No backboard usage on that. Rebound to Hover Beach. Boom. Krabs drops it. Krabs being guarded by from about 13 feet long distance by number 11, Shifley. No score yet. We're played a minute 10. 6:50 left in the first. 0-0. Ginther on the left wing. Up the boom. Found the D. He takes the three. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound number 12. Tucker. Here comes Sandusky. Mills down the left side. Being guarded by Ginther. 6:30 left. No score yet in Harbor Beach. Sandusky with the ball. Into Baisdell at the free throw line. Goes right to the hands. Picked up by Hanson. Boom. Gets the pass at the Harbor Beach free throw line. Hanson almost took a three. Over to Boom, down the baseline left side. He takes the jump shot from 15 feet. No good. Rebound, Baisdell. Bringing up the court. 6:20 left. No score yet. Defensive battle. As Baisdell took one too many steps there. He tried to pass it and decided not to. And in doing so, that's traveling.
You know, both teams are playing a very controlled style of game right now.
And it's fast-paced, like you said. It is controlled. Crab crosses the timeline. Over to Ginther. Feeds it into the Boom on the left post. Being guarded by Baisdell. Goes up for the fadeaway. That's blocked right from the get-go by Baisdell. Gets his own block and passes it down to number 11. That is Shipley. Up back up to number 20, H. Frank. Up the top, D. Baisdell. Being guarded by Crab. Over to the left wing. Frank throws back and stops the key. Passes to Shipley. Being guarded by Hanson. 5:45 left. 0-0. Baisdell. Almost took the three, passes over to Shifley, takes the jump shot from the right elbow. That one's good. And we have our first 2 points of the game. 2-0 Sandusky. Shifley with two. 5:30 left. 2-0 Sandusky. Sandusky still getting out that three-quarter press. Gets across the timeline, passes over to Seaman. Back up the grabs to the right elbow. Brings it back out. Kicks it over to Hanson on the left wing. Feeds it into Boom to the left post underneath the zone. Kicks it back out to Kraft, who then drives into the lane, and that's the one. That's another travel. The official pulls out the disco move. Turnover for Harbor Beach. Sandusky ball, 90 feet from the home hoop. 5:10 remain.
Kraft had the right idea. Drive, draw, and maybe dish, but he had the shot also, so he decided to take it, but caught him with one too many steps.
Shifley has the ball, but there's a call off the ball. This one's against Sandusky. That's the first foul of the game. Off the ball. Number 20, that'd be Gage Frank with the first foul for him and the first team foul for Sandusky. Like a little too much action there. Hanson gets it from Kraft. Passes it back to Kraft and it's the opposite free throw line. Across the timeline to Boom at the center. Passes it right into the crowd. Boom threw it to where Ginther was. Ginther, though, was pursuing down the lane.
You know, and Ginther probably had a layup coming. It was just behind him, and there's not much he could do about it.
And that ball was caught by John Franklin from Thielen, Michigan. Number 11, Phil Shifley, brings it in for Sandusky.
I always admired the boy from Detroit Tech.
I had to. As Hanson hits the steal, he has one on three. He goes up, misses it. He heard footsteps hard. And number 40, Seaman, grabs it for Sandusky for Harbor Beach. He gets knocked down, though, and it's going to be a foul on Sandusky. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. This foul is on number 23 for Sandusky.
First on Baisdell.
There you go. Two team fouls for Sandusky. Harbor Beach has none. 2-0 Sandusky. 4:37 left in the first. Kraft passes it right at the timeline. This is a jump ball right at center court between Sandusky and Harbor Beach's Aaron Ginther, and that'd be number 11, Shifley. Possession arrow leads to Harbor Beach, right in front of us.
Shifley made an excellent athletic move. I begin to wonder if he's looking for a letter of intent to go play football somewhere with that kind of a catch.
Free safety there. Ginther drives in, kicks back out to Hanson, top of the key. He takes a three, no good, off the ball. And Baisdell gets the rebound. Still 2-0, Sandusky leading with 4:18 left in the first. Very low scoring. Baisdell drives down the right lane, goes up for two, rims out. And rebound, their pass up to Hanson. They're just flying down the court, and they have a substitution for Harbor Beach. That is number 44, Sloan Claffey. They try to feed it into him in the right wing, right post, I should say, and it goes another jump ball. So, Sandusky ball. Justin Mills passes in as Harbor Beach comes out in a matchup zone.
This is a man-to-man. It looks like a man-to-man straight zone.
Except for Aaron Ginther. As Kraft steals it right on the inbound pass, it's then for Baisdell. He has it around the right corner. Passes up to the right wing to Ginther. Sloan Claffey across the wing over to Hanson at the left wing. picks it back up and grabs. Or Hanson wide open. Sloan Classy goes up, but tries. Sloan Classy tried to get the little too much action on that by trying to draw the foul. There was nothing there, though. Out of bounds, good no call.
Sandusky is coming out and guarding the three-point line very effectively, and Sloan found the ball inside, and I'm sure he couldn't believe how open he was, but the Sandusky's quickness overcame the momentary little lapse. They came in there and blocked it cleanly.
And Chase Bullis replaces Faisdell. Passed into Hanson over to the right wing. Stevens takes the 16-footer. He's fouled on that one hard, and he's hanging to the line 4-2. Number 11, Bill Shively, was charged with that foul. That's now three team fouls on Sandusky at the line, shooting two. Number 40, Andrew Seaman. First one is up, and no good. No arc at all on that shot. It hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, bounced out.
Andrew's the type of guy that he plays with his back to the basket. He's very effective there. I love the baby hook the last time we covered this game.
Ryan, are you seeing anything down in that baseline?
I've noticed Sandusky likes to stay in their 2-3 after coming out in that full court, which is really bottling Harbor Beach's fast-paced offense right now.
Thank you, Ryan. And that second free throw is up and good. Andrew Stevens puts Harbor Beach on the board for the first time. It's now 2-1 as Faisdell is going to be checking back in here for Sandusky. Order number 11, Shifley, down on the baseline. Being guarded by Hanson, kicks it back out to number 20. That's Gage Frank. Over to number 10, Mills on the right wing. Back up to the top to Bullitt. Almost took the three, feeds it into the left post to number 12. That one's up and smooth. Brandon Tucker with a nice turnaround jump shot from the left block. Makes it 4-1, Sandusky over Harbor Beach. Sandusky still coming out in that press. Hanson gets it across the timeline to Seaman, who's having it sort of slow class. He has to get there in the left post, feeds it into Seaman for two. Yes! Seaman with all 3 points now for Harbor Beach from the layup on the little give and go for the left block. 2:50 left in the first. It's 4-3, Sandusky. Number 10 for Sandusky drives right into the lane. Justin Mills.
Looks like an offensive foul.
And it is. He lowered the shoulder on that one on number 10. Justin Mills, that's his first team foul. Or his first foul. Team fourth. And Bullock comes back out of the game. Faisdell's back on. Kraft has been to Sloan Classy. Gets it right back. And Kraft flies right down the court. Breaks the press. And passes it right to Seaman on the left side. Tried to do the same exact play. This one's no good. A rebound, Faisdell. We have another substitution coming in for Sandusky. Up at the next stoppage will be Matt Grasso. And there's a foul. This looks like it's going to be on Eli Kraft, number 22. And it is a little bit too much body there on the
both back. Players were pushing. It was just going to be who got caught doing it last.
So Kraft's first foul, that's Harbor Beach's first team foul, as number 11, Shifley, is replaced by Matt Grasso. Mills passes it into number 24, Grasso. Back at the top of the key, to Frank. Being guarded by Sloan Classy, 2:20 left, 4-3, Sandusky leads by a mere point. 24, Grasso, being guarded by Stephen, picks up his dribble at the right top of the key. Over number 10, Bill, being guarded heavily by Kraft. Kraft retreats, over to Frank on the right wing. Top of the key, Faisdell for three. No, rims out, rebound Sandusky, though. Tucker bring that one in, and number 10 goes right down the baseline. Bill for a wide open two. Makes it 6-3, Sandusky. Sandusky, Harbor Beach breaks the press once again. Kraft. Hanson to Hanson. He drives into the lane. He goes up for two. He's fouled at the very last second. Is this going to be a Faisdell second? No. It's on number 12. Brandon Tucker. That's his first. Team's fifth.
Team's fifth, and they're spreading around. Everyone's got one.
Everyone has one. And Harbor Beach is going to be shooting bonus before we know it. At the line, shooting two is number 14, Jason Hanson. First one rims out. No good.
Yeah, the foul line is perfect place for Jason Hanson to be right now because he hasn't really touched the ball in a position to shoot. And this would get his stroke operating for that three-point shot a little bit later.
Minute 42 left in the first. It's 6-3. The second one, no good either. Hanson goes 0-2 from the line. Faisdell being guarded by Ginther. Crosses the timeline. Ginther hits the steal. He dives on a loose ball, and that's going to be Harbor Beach ball on the possession.